The IHCDA's goal for low and middle income Hoosiers is to ensure their housing and transportation costs don't take up more than 45% of the household budget. And Energy Systems Network CEO Paul Mitchell says the state has done a good job on the housing side.
But if you look at transportation costs in our state, particularly in rural communities, in many cases, they're well above that 15% target goal.
That's why Mitchell's group is partnering with the state on the Moving Forward program. IHCDA Executive Director Jacob Sipe says the program will choose two developers over the next month to participate in creating plans for affordable housing communities that rely on energy efficiency to drive down costs,
which integrate environmentally friendly transportation options such as electric cars.
After working over the next several months with Energy Systems Network to develop the energy-efficient housing and transportation solutions, the developers will be eligible next year for up to $750,000 each in tax credits. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.